Thoughts on today's performance then?
Yeah, I thought the boys were excellent. Young team, very young team. You just have a look about. It was only 12 players got up as well, just the one sub. And I thought they were excellent. They quit themselves. I just told them before the game just to go out and enjoy it, enjoy the experience, and go and express ourselves. Not any pressure really. No pressure to win the game or anything like that. Just go out and enjoy yourself, do what they normally do at their own age group, and you know, make an impression. And they definitely did that. There's some good performances by them all, and you know, they'll learn from little mistakes they made as well. That'll stand them in good stead for future. And I'm delighted with them, albeit we got a defeat. And you know, you never like losing, but it's if you're going to lose a game, then that's the sort of manner you want to kind of lose a game. Mm-hmm.
Two good goals that were scored as well.
Yep, excellent header for Jamesy. He got his custom goal. He always gets. And young Robbie Crawford, it's an absolute screamer of a volley. As soon as he left his foot, you knew it was in. So he was right behind it, and no, he done well. And as I said, they were all good performances. Obviously, they two maybe get the headlines with the goals, but they were all good performances by a number of players.
Mm-hmm. A couple of the young guys maybe took a wee while to get into the game initially, because it looked like they were a wee bit nervous, but once they got into the swing of things, they played well.
Yeah, they did. I said that at half time to them, to believe in themselves. They're good enough to play at this level. I think maybe they kind of, as you say, there was that sort of wee kind of anxiousness. Are they good enough to play? They're up against kind of full-time players, and that, do we deserve to be here? But they showed, and I think they realised that themselves when sort of 10, 15 minutes into the game, they realised, wait a minute, I can play at this level. And you seen them gone. I thought at half-time I said to them, they can go again, there's more to come, there's another gear for them to go up. And they did that second half. We come out and we were a better side second half. Obviously we lose the goal, which was an absolute great screamer again from their man, but there's nothing you can do. Sometimes you've just got to hold your hands up and accept what a good strike it was. But no, you're right, they did grow into the game, and they finished the game strong as well for boys who are not full-time, as I mentioned. Physically, they're a wee bit behind them, but you couldn't tell that. They finished the game really strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As you say, Inverness were a bit stronger, older than them. It probably showed.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
their physique and everything.
Absolutely, yeah. At times I said that, like, again, especially like Sir Crawford and little JJ in the midfield, there's going to be times that their opponents are stronger than them, so they need to be clever. They need to use their bodies and move the ball quickly. Don't let them use that strength and play to their advantages. And they did that at times, but as I say, they'll learn from that. They'll learn from experience. I thought the first goal and the third goal, I thought we could maybe have committed a wee foul just to kind of stop the play, which is something again that they'll learn as they develop and move up the age groups into sort of first team level. That's all things that come with experience, and maybe they're not asked to do things like that when they're playing with the kind of younger age groups, but it's part of being a professional football. You've got to do that sometimes. There's nothing wrong with that. So I spoke to a couple of individuals about that after the game, and they realised then that they took their points on board, and as I said, they'll learn from it, and it'll be great for them in the future.
Mm-hmm. And one more game to go against Aberdeen, who are now the league winners.
Yes, after today, I think they expected to go into the game having to beat us to win the league, but obviously Celtic have dropped points today, so they're league winners, so they'll be another good test. It might be another young team on Tuesday. We'll just have to wait and see how the weekend pans out, but it'll be another good test for them, and a good chance for them to test themselves against the league winners and the good players. I know a few of the Aberdeen players, young boys, and I think they've been fielding quite a strong team in recent weeks, maybe just to get that over the line and win that league. So maybe they'll not be so strong on Tuesday. We'll just have to wait and see. But either way, it'll be a good side we face, and as I say, it'll be a good chance for the boys to go and test themselves against them.
Mm-hmm.